gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadee.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm lovely. Thank you. Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and we're all going to make a little bit of history today. Hopefully it'll work out. We're about to be joined by our good friend Ross Honey, who is the owner of Angling Spirit in Hampshire, England. I'm so used to putting "new" in front of that word.
Why?
I guess this is the original Hampshire, England, the UK. He is the founder of the World of Carp Classic, the event that we sponsor here in Canada, the Fishing Canada Carp Cup. Ross will be joining us hopefully shortly live. He's doing an insane 9-hour live broadcast today throughout Europe, well, throughout the world, obviously.
Yes.
Because they're hosting two or three major events in different parts of Europe. So he thought it'd be cool if they did a live Skype cast, I guess it'd be called.
It's a Facebook Live that Facebook people can live. Watch it, but we're right. Skyping.
We're Skyping with him. Yeah. Okay. And so he wanted to come on the show and interview me as part of his 9-hour show. He's got a lot of time to fill, believe me.
9 hours, nine, yeah. We can't even do 2 hours.
He's scrounging, trust me. So we're going to join him live here in a few moments when he gets a hold of us and speak to him about this wonderful initiative called Angling Spirit. It's Ross's dream to bring fishing to the masses. He wants everybody in the world to experience fishing, so much so that, you know, he started out in the carp fishing industry, but he has since branched out to multi-species. He is spread out to something called urban fishing tournaments, yeah, which started popping up a couple of years ago in all major cities throughout Europe. And it's just what it is, urban fishing. You're fishing in the city, no boats, no nothing, from shore, in canals, in little rivers and streams, whatever the folks can find to wet a line. And they compete with other like-minded people around the world who are urban fishing, and they have these insane tournaments. Like, we're talking thousands upon thousands of competitors all at once. Just a really cool event. We'll talk to him about that. Also, what's new in the carp business? This will be year number 3 for us hosting the Canada Fishing Canada
year
carp
3
cup. Yeah, this will be 3 or maybe even 4.
It's flying by. I can't.
Maybe even 4. Now you got me thinking. Somebody check that out. 3 or 4. We'll be hosting it again this year. I understand we may have a new venue this year, which is very exciting.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I can't even tell you where it is. It's that I was sworn to secrecy. The deal's not done yet, so I can't really say anything. But anyway, so he'll be joining us. I want to talk to him about the major event. I saw the video clips from it, the big annual Carp Classic, where all of the top professionals from around the world, carp angling professionals, that is, all get together and vie for bragging rights and $1 million. Yeah, $1 million doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And this year it was held at Lac de Madine in France. And what a wonderful event. I had an opportunity to sit down and watch the video. Nothing Ross does is short, by the way. I figured that out. His promo video for the 2019 Carp Classic.
How long was it?
1 hour, 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, right, a promo. Promo. Like, if that's a promo, what's the real deal? Now I know. He's doing a live 9-hour broadcast, for God's sake. Anyways, well, while we wait for Ross, obviously he hasn't called us, so while we wait, why don't we set up today's program? Before we do that, of course, I must remind you, it's incumbent upon me to remind you about the Mercury 9.9 outboard motor giveaway happening every month on fishingcanada.com. We are in to motor number 7. We have 2 more to give away, a November and December motor. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com website, click enter contest, which is somewhere on the landing page there.
It's a big button. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. You answer a skill testing question. People have been asking me, like, what are these questions about? What if I don't know the answer? Well, it's simple. First of all, the questions are about Fishing Canada, nostalgia stuff, and about the fishingcanada.com site. But more importantly, they're multiple choice, A, B, C, and D. If you can't pick one, you have a 25% chance of getting it right just on your own. If you can't pick one of the 4 answers, then you push the hint button, and it takes you to the answer.
Yes.
And you read the answer, and you say, aha, it's C. And then you go back to the landing page with contact. You put C, and that's it, and you go about your business. And you have a ballot in the box. And then you do the same thing tomorrow. Every 24 hours, it's imperative that you get ballots in as frequently as you possibly can. Minimum is 24-hour wait between dropping ballots in the box. And then you do that, and then you wait. And that's it. The rest the team does. The fishingcanada.com and Mercury Marine team do, and they pull
a name
out of the virtual drum. It's make it sound like they put their arm in a drum. Of course, all electronic. They just push a button for this month's winner, and poof, it just appears. Of course, the more ballots you have in that box, the better chance that your name will pop up. Go there and go there often and enter. And while you're there, check it out. What a great website. The reviews have been fantastic. We've got all kinds of people saying what a wonderful place to stop in periodically and get your fishing fix. The news segment is always up to date. Current events that are happening in the outdoor industry are always posted there. How-to blogs. We've got personal stories from bloggers in the fishing industry. Even the dock blogs there. Gord Pizer.
Yes, he does.
You know it's the place to be when Gordy's there. Just fishing hotspots. If you're looking for information on an upcoming fishing trip, go to Fishing Hotspots, punch in the locale, the lake, or the area that you're going to be in, and I'm sure that there will be plenty of information for you there. Of course, this very radio program lives on fishingcanada.com, Outdoor Journal, or ODJ Radio podcast there.
Yes.
Are we live there? Could one say that we're live there?
Yeah, just there's a Sportsnet button you see, and says "Listen Live." You click on it, and it opens up the Sportsnet player, and you can listen to us on the computer.
There you go. Just one of the many reasons to go to fishingcanada.com, but of course the main reason is because you want that Mercury 9.9 outboard motor. You were owed that motor. It's yours. Just reach out and grab it. Next draw is November 15th. All right, what's in the news? Oh, grizzly bear. I read a story this morning about hunters and deer hunting and that kind of thing. 'Tis the season.
Yes.
I read in the Toronto Sun this morning. I didn't clip it out because I thought I would remember it. Now I can't remember most of it. But anyways, something to do with a man who shot a deer and someplace and went to claim his bounty, and the deer got up and attacked him.
Really?
And killed him.
That's crazy.
The man died. So that's pretty cool. Not cool.
Not cool.
Not
Come
cool
on
that
now.
He died, but it's pretty cool. So you got to admit, it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
You know, man dies of deer antlers or something. I don't know. Bizarre. You know, it's one of those, it's karma, right? I got you back kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, I only mentioned that because the lead story in this morning's news is grizzly bear attack in Montana. Apparently, there's a grizzly bear in Montana just south of Yellowstone National Park, and he has a really, 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 really bad attitude. The bear mauled an elk hunter, and the hunter was able to escape. However, he did suffer some serious injuries. And that was the morning's work for the grizzly because the bear was not finished. About 12 hours later, the bear attacked 2 other hunters.
Holy moly.
About a mile away, and they suffered serious injuries as well. And then the bear disappeared, and wildlife officials believe it was the same bear that attacked both parties. Then about a week later, a grizzly bear attack was reported on a fourth hunter about 8 miles from the first attack. And he was seriously injured. So the question is, was it the same bear as getting around to all those places? They're obviously investigating it now. Man, if it is, I think the bear's trying to claim his territory. These deer are mine, yes. Hunter. Stay away from my hunting area.
It's my fridge.
Yeah. Stephen, what do you do with a 1,000-pound pumpkin? You know, people grow these massive pumpkins and enter them in contests, and the Ripley's people are all over the globe trying to verify new world records, et cetera.
I would make pumpkin pie.
You would make pumpkin pie.
Why not?
With a 1,000-pound pumpkin.
Yeah, I'll make tons of pumpkin pies, give it out to people, you know, make some moolah. I don't know. What would you do?
Oh, you done? No, you said you'd give it, and then you said make some moolah.
Yeah, both. Because there's a lot of pumpkins, right? A lot of pies, I mean.
Well, apparently there are a lot of growers, Stephen, that are trying to grow the world's largest pumpkin, including Justin Ownby in Tennessee. Now, Justin grew a 900,000 pounds as the threshold. That's kind of the benchmark, right? Everybody wants to go down. Anyway, Justin grew a 910-pound pumpkin.
Oh, my goodness. What is he doing with it?
I'll tell you what he's doing. He hollowed it out and is using it as a boat.
Oh, that's interesting.
Apparently, a 910-pound pumpkin, when hollowed out, floats, he discovered. Oh. And so now he's making all kinds of news by having the biggest floating pumpkin.
Wouldn't it be slippery, too? Because like usually the inside of the pumpkins will be slippery.
No slipper in this show this morning, I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, I guess he should be, if he hasn't already, entered the Mercury 9.9 contest, because he could use a 9.9 on the back of his pumpkin boat.
That's funny.
That's what I got for you this morning. How's that? I'm sorry, you were saying?
Do you want to call Brad?
No, we don't need to. I can get into this week's guest if you like. Here's a great guest coming up later on in the program. If you're planning on renting a cottage, you know, everybody buys that cottage. They're only going to use it a couple of months out of the year. So what do you do with it the rest of the time? Well, everybody says, well, rent it out. Airbnb.
Yes.
Hey.
I was in one last weekend.
You did?
Airbnb, yeah. I was in Airbnb last weekend.
I didn't know that. Where were you last? By the way, where were you last weekend? Now that you reminded me.
Went to a bachelor party where my best friend's getting married, sadly.
And you went to a cottage?
No, not a cottage. We went to Ottawa for, we rented an Airbnb and we partied.
You went to Ottawa to rent an Airbnb to party?
Yep.
And you couldn't have partied
in Toronto? I know.
In an Airbnb in Toronto?
I know. I did not pick the location. I said, let's go to Toronto, because I know people in Toronto. We get some like free bottles and all that type of stuff. But
anyways, if you did have a cottage that you were going to rent...
Yes.
All right. You might first want to check out the do's and don'ts. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. Joining us a little later on is Tim Kesnick from Our Family Office. He was on the program about a year ago. He is a tax consultant and financial advisor, and he is also a cottage owner. And he'll set us straight on the good, the bad, and the ugly of putting your cottage up for rent. What does a Nova Scotia lobster fisherman do in his spare time, Stephen?
I don't know. Watch Netflix?
Probably among many,
many other things, you know.
I don't even know which lobster season. Is it short? I have no idea. Anyways, apparently Billy Hatfield, who is a lobster fisherman, he and his partner Nathan Smith not only competed in the B1 on Lake St. Francis recently, they won it.
Oh.
Now, I've known Billy for years. Great competitor. He's been coming to the B1 since, I think it's the inception of the event. And he is always up there in the top 10. One of the most consistent anglers, him and his partner, Nathan, one of the most consistent bass tournament teams on the planet. Well, they finally won it. And he'll be joining us later in the program to talk to us about that, how exciting that was for him. We called Mikey and the Reelers, Mike Cochran, to come on the program and join us. Of course, Mikey is the author of the Fishing Canada, no, the Angelo Viola Fishing Canada song.
There we go.
Yeah, sorry about that. Not the author of the Fishing Canada.
No.
No. Anyways, he wrote a song for us years ago, among other things. He is a good friend of the program, but he smokes fish. So while, when we call him, our producer caught him, he said he can't come to the phone. He's smoking.
While coughing.
He's smoking. Fish. So anyways, he'll join us to tell us what he's been smoking lately. Apparently, bullheads are on the menu as of late. Anyways, as you can see, we have a lot of ground to cover, my friends. But first, let's take a little behind-the-scenes look at the Fish in Canada season opener today on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast. The premiere episode.
Yes.
Of the new season.
Finally.
Season 36.
36. Oh, my goodness.
I think. Why would we be surprised if that's wrong? I get everything else wrong. It's in the 30s.
We'll find out. We'll say sorry next weekend.
Yeah, 35, 36, 37. I don't know. Does it really matter? No.
It's been on for a long time.
Don't make a big deal of it. All right. Anyways, it's the season opener. Mr. Bowman heads to Point of Barrel with our good friend Steve Nedzwicki, former owner of Show Deer Lodge. And they hit the almighty Georgian Bay for some early season northern pike, or so they thought. You see, unfortunately, they were 2 weeks late for the big bite.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. And you got to check out what they did to make up, because it was nothing short of extraordinary. It's playing right now on Global Television Network as we speak.
Yes.
I'm watching it here on the monitors. But, of course, if you're listening to this program, chances are you're not watching it.
No, so go to www.fishincanada.com, click on TV episode schedule. The next broadcast stays right there. Or check it out on Global BC channel at 1 o'clock.
I'll give you a little hint. The episode is called Jailbreak Rainbows.
Oh.
That's a little hint. Jailbreak Rainbows. And fishincanada.com has all the information. Of course, when you go to fishincanada.com, don't forget the end of the Mercury 9.9 great outboard motor giveaway. Whew. Am I done?
Yes, you're done.
More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.